developed by experienced professors and professionally narrated for easy listening, this course is a valuable tool when preparing for your secondary school admission test or SSAT. The audio is focused and high yield, covering all three levels of SSAT, focusing on what you need to know to pass your exam. The material is accurate, up to date, and broken down into bite-sized chapters. There are quizzes and key takeaways sections following each chapter to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Here is the layout of the course. Chapter 1, Introduction to the SSAT. Chapter 2, The Elementary Level SSAT. 1. Math. 2. Verbal. 3. Reading. 4. Writing. 5. Key takeaways. 6. Quiz. Chapter 3. The Middle Level SSAT. 1. Writing sample. 2. Quantitative. 3. Reading. 4. Verbal. 5. Key takeaways. 6. Quiz. Chapter 4. The Upper Level SSAT. 1. Writing sample. 2. Quantitative. 3. Reading. 4. Verbal. 5. Key takeaways. 6. Quiz. Chapter 5. Practice test. Section 1. The Elementary Level SSAT. Section 2. The Middle Level SSAT. Section 3. The Upper Level SSAT. We have also included an accompanying PDF manual containing all of the important facts and figures you need to know. Also included as a bonus is our SSAT vocabulary audiobook, which reviews the top 500 SSAT vocabulary words, including their proper spelling, punctuation, definition, synonym and antonyms, and use in a sample sentence. The main idea refers to the biggest idea in the passage, or the main message that the author wants to communicate. The question might ask you what the main idea is, or it might ask for the same information in another form, such as asking you what the best title would be for the passage, since the title should communicate the main idea. Or the question might ask you which sentence from the passage is the best summary of the passage, since that would also tell you what the main idea is. Other ways to ask about the main idea are to ask for a summary or the subject of the passage. However it is phrased, you will need to find the main idea. But how do you find the main idea? You can start by thinking about the topic. If someone asked you, "What is this passage about?" and you had to answer them in one word, what would that word be? That word is the topic. Maybe the topic of the passage that you just read is honeybees, or maybe it is homework, or maybe it is migration. Now ask, what is the author saying about the topic? The answer to that question is the main idea. So for the three examples of honeybees, homework, and migration, the main idea might be something like, no one knows why bees are dying. Homework doesn't help children learn. Migration benefits the economy. Let's try a sample problem. Listen to this paragraph. The worst epidemic in history was the influenza outbreak of 1918. Between 50 and 100 million people died, which was about 5% of the overall population. The outbreak was worsened by travel and conditions related to the First World War. While it is often called the Spanish flu, it probably did not actually originate in Spain. Which of the following is the main idea of the paragraph? A. Why the Spanish flu is misnamed. B. Why people died from the Spanish flu. C. World War I and the Spanish flu. D. The impacts of the Spanish flu. E. Flu epidemics in history. The best answer to this question is option D, the impacts of the Spanish flu. Let's look at the wrong options and why they are wrong. Option A was why the Spanish flu is misnamed.